blood. So much blood. Pooling on the slate tiles around his head. Leland? Dead? I always assumed he'd outlive me. Mean people are lucky that way. But maybe that's what's wrong. He used to be mean. After our sons died, he changed. With my palm firmly pressed to my chest, I still my erratic thoughts. Giddiness overwhelms me. I drop my purse and grip the edge of the countertop. Tears blur my vision. An uncomfortable heat descends upon me, similar to those hot flashes I suffered for 10 years. Oh my gosh, now I'm blubbering like a fool. Leland gone? I don't believe it. I slip off my ankle boots. Bare feet on cold tiles ground me. The kitchen phone is on the wall next to the breakfast table, clear across the room. I can't make it that far. My fingers grope across the marble counter and connect with Leland's cell phone. I detach it from the charger and gawk at its keypad. A second passes before I'm sure I hear Leland say, 911. Dial 911, you stupid woman. Morning light struggles to force its way through a ceiling of black clouds and makes the space around me grainy like salted air. I suck back sobs, and despite the rancid taste of death, take 2 deep breaths. 911 emergency services, fire, police, or ambulance? A male voice asks. I stare at Leland's body. Ambulance and police. My call is redirected. Suddenly a woman speaks to me, but the ringing in my ears prevents me from hearing what she says. Pardon, I say. What is the nature of your emergency? My husband is dead. There's a hole. Your name, ma'am? Sally Warner. Are you in your residence, Sally? Your ID is blocked. What is your address? My address. I think for a moment and then tell her. The smell of blood burns my nose and throat. My stomach contents rise. I can't take my eyes off of his blood pooling on the floor. The police and ambulance are on their way, Sally. Are you okay? Do you know what happened? Happened? No. I was upstairs. I heard nothing. I was getting ready for an appointment downtown. Leland was fine. He was sitting at the breakfast table reading the newspaper. I went up to shower 30 minutes ago. Not that I spent the entire 30 minutes in the shower. I had to find the right suit to wear because I've lost a great deal of weight, and, well, all my clothes feel so weird because they're stiff and new, and... I take a deep breath, ashamed of my babblings. A gust of cold wind sweeps over me. The door is open. Where's Digger? Leland is dead on our kitchen floor, and I'm thinking about my dog. The operator clears her throat loudly. The police are on their way, Sally. Are you alone? I don't mean to alarm you, but could there be anyone else inside your house? Inside my house? The hairs on the back of my neck stand up. I peek around the corner and stare out through the open service entrance to the quiet threshold. My legs tremble. Could I make it to the door? The monitor below the hidden camera shows no one lurking outside. The service door is open. That probably means whoever did this is gone, don't you think? I'm sure it does, Sally. I'll stay on the line with you until the police arrive. They'll be there soon. We'll wait together. I stare down at Leland's body, wipe my nose, and shiver. Okay, that would be good. Thank you. The smell reminds me of something, but I can't remember what. My frazzled brain registers one word. Violence. Violence took place in my home. Violence means rage. He isn't well-liked, I say.